Okay, we're on Daf Pei Zayin Omer Aleph, and we just finished talking about how Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to Klal Yisrael. All right, so we'll start kind of like from the top. Omlahen, Homene Kravis. Hashem is close with all aspects of closeness. But Azora seems to be close to the person. He's got the Gesher right there in front of him, but it's nonetheless it's very far away. My time off. You saw Al Kosef, he's Beluhu, carry it on their shoulders and bear it. And Softobar Eloho, my Babayas, he's got his Gesher with him in the house. He cries out until he drops dead. It doesn't save him. He appears to be far away. They ain't carving the middle, but there's no one closer than he. Right? Dharma Levi. So that's a 1500 year journey between each Rekia. So you can imagine how far away Hashem is. But even the hose of the Chayos is a 515 year journey. Minyan Yeshar, which is the gematria of Yeshar, because remember it says Raglehim Regal Yeshar. Rei Kam Hu Gavoyim El. These are our years, yeah. Rei Kam Hu Gavoyim Elamai. See how high away he is from us. While the Milchus the Beis Hakness, the person goes into Shul. Omid Afriyam Omid. He stands behind the pillar. Mispal Luchushi. He downs quietly. No whisper. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Tefilas Hashem. Here's what he's saying. Shenemar B'chanim B'Deras Aliva V'Aksusam Noos Who Kol Yeshar Meya. Hashem is just speaking quietly, but hasn't Hakadosh Baruch Hu asked Tfilas? Hashem listened to her Tfilah. And that's not just Ruvach Chana; it's true about all his creatures. It's like I'm whispering in your ear, and you hear it. Is there a God who could be closer than this? He's as close to his creatures as a mouth to the ear. Very, very encouraging. Rabbi Yudim B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Arba Shitat. So he gave the same theme in four different ways. We're about to quote four different stories, and the theme of each story will have what's called a patron, which is a patron or somebody who's like, I guess, looks over you. But we are now on 87A1 in the right column, if you have the English. Patron. A person has we're going to translate a patron, okay? Omlo nifas ben besach. They tell him your remember your household's been seized, like you know, captured. Omlohenani mekayim alav. I'm going to stand up for him. Omlo hari it's ladin. He's being judged. Omlohenani mekayim alav. I'm going to stand up for him. Omlo hari hu yotzei lehari. He's going out to be executed. Veichan hu veichan pitrono. What good is he? What is it? It's not. He may have good intentions, but he's not going to be able to save him. Of all Kadosh Baruch Hu hits us Moshe Mechar Paro. Hashem saved Moshe from Paro. How do you say that? Yatsinu Mechar Paro. That's in this week's Parsha. Parsha's Yisrael, right? Okay, well, K-O-V, Bazvi, Vayatsinu Mechar Paro. That's the Shem Vayachan Eliezer, right? Now, how was Moshe Rabbeinu saved? I'm Rabbi Yanai. Moshe ran away from Paro. Can you get away? In other words, you know, the government has spies everywhere. How do you run away? That Paro Taka grabbed hold of Moshe. So he sends him to death to have his head chopped off. The Kohas Hacherav Me'al Tzavara Shel Moshe V'Nishbro. The sword was blunted. It kind of like bounced off his neck and it broke. That your neck was like an ivory tower. It was like stones. That's Tzavaro Shel Moshe. That's Moshe's neck. Rabbi Amar of Yasser v'lo'odel sh'nitz ha'chem y'atzavaro Shel Moshe al'tzavaro Shel Kante Shel Kutz Tadar. That what happened was that the not only that, that when it bounced off his neck, it hit the guy that tried to kill him and cut and killed the other guy. Hargrosso, Hargrosiv, v'yatz li'leini mechar paro. I was saved from the mechar paro. Li'hitzel, I was saved. But the other guy, too bad. Narag, he was killed. Rabbi Yechon Karolov, Kovel Tzadik Russia, the wicked one is a ransom for the righteous one. You know, they always, the rich, the righteous get to see the wicked suffer for what they should have gotten. Reb Avon Kara Lav Tzarek Yitzar Nechalat, so you have a Rosh Tartov, Rosham come in their place. Tani Bar Kappa. Another way of explaining how Moshe escaped. So he has, I call this, I don't know if you remember, Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible, they would put on masks and they would they'd be imposters for the other guy. I don't know if you remember that one. So here is the same thing. Lahavdil, maybe they're too young. Malach, Yarad, Venibul Hankin was Moshe. The Malach came down and he appeared like Moshe. The Tosu was Hamalach. So they took the Malach and meanwhile, Barak Moshe. Moshe, meanwhile, escapes, right? Third explanation. I'm going to be Levi. Shosha Barak Moshe, they paro. Nasu Kohlusin Shalom. All of Paro's people were incapacitated. Mehen Ilman, some of them became mute. Mehen Chershon, some became deaf. Mehen Suma, some became blind. Omel Ilman, Hechon Moshe, he said to the people who were mute, where's Moshe? Lohoi Madam, they couldn't speak. Omel Harashi, he said to the deaf ones, where's Moshe? Lohoi Shom, they didn't even hear what he was asking them. Omel Suma, he said to the blind ones, Lohoi Roy, they didn't see. It's like, hear no evil, see no evil, right? Husha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Omel Moshe. That's when Moshe is saying, I don't want to go to speak to Paro. You know, I am a flat pal. I can't go to him. And Hashem says back to him, who gives man a mouth? Who makes one mute or deaf or sighted or blind? Is it not I, Hashem? Right? So the idea is, Tamon temes locho. When Paro tried to kill you, I stood behind you and I protected you from everything. V'hocho les anokho aim. Won't I stand here also and be your aid and assistant helping you speak properly, right? Who's like Hashem whenever we call to him? There's a long, not long, but in footnote 28, you will see the way he translates this Gemara in a non-literal sense. He has a complete, like, mashal that this is all these cases are mashalim. I am sham to see a very interesting take on this Gemara. Reb Yudah Meshem Reb Yitzchak Shita Achari. He said he had another version. Here he has another patron. All right. Nifas Bein Beisach. They tell him, remember, your household has been seized. I'm going to stand up for him. He's going to be sent into the water. So, how's he going to save him? Hashem saved Yonah from the whale, right? From the fish, whatever he is. So you see that Hashem can even save you on the water. Another way, another version. This time he's saying he sent into the fire. Okay, again, he's saving them from the fire. He said, blessed is the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I guess that's kind of Mishal Azariah, I guess.
Yeah, it says
on bottom,
that's the places or cities that they were from.
That's where they were from. Okay. So he sent the angels. Yeah, so he recognized that. Another way. Basavadim Ishla Petron, Ad. In other words, they're not repeating the first couple of sentences again. He's sent to the wild animals. Again, guess who that is? That's Daniel, right? Hashem sent the angels and they closed the mouths of the lions, so they did not hurt him. Okay? Reb Yudon, Omar Mishmedi Day, he said, now all these were, if you notice, they were all Reb Yudon Mishmedi Yitzchak. And how about the previous ones? All of them that way? All of them, B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah, so now finally, just checking it. Yeah, they're all B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak. So this final one is his own opinion. B'Shem Rabbi Day, he has his own opinion also. B'Shem Adam Yesh Patron, B'Lay Sara. If this time of distress happens, in Nichlas Etzlo Pisom, he doesn't just barge in. In other words, you're my good friend, right? And I'm having an issue. I go over to your doorway, I knock on the door gently, I see.
Say anywhere that I saw. I was thinking the whole time that this has to do with Esther going
to Hashverosh. I don't know. He goes to the doorway. Carla Avdol Levin basically calls to the person like the butler, you know, Ish Ploni, Omid Al Pesach Tzchatzeroch.
that you know he tells the butler tells the owner of the house, right, so and so standing at the entrance, maybe he'll let him in, maybe he won't let him in, right? Hashem's not that way. Listen to this, Yerushalmi. Very, very, very interesting, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, when you have a problem, don't go to any malachim to call out to malachim. Don't go malachim. Go straight to the boss, like they say, right? Go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Gavi Yochol. Elo li yitzvach v'ani oneh. Hador d'ksiv kol asher. What's that? V'ani oneh lo miyad. I'm sorry. I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer immediately, without any delay. You don't have to worry. Will he answer the door? Will he not answer the door? No. Call out to me right away. I'm going to come. Call Asher Yikum Hashem Hashem Yimolite. This is a key puzzle. We're going to quote it over and over again now. Call Asher. So remember this puzzle. Call Asher Yikum Hashem Hashem Yimolite. He will escape. Amar Pinchas of the Hava Barav. Here's an incident with Rav. He was coming from the hot springs of Tveria. The Romans came and they said, I'm late. They said, who are you loyal to? So Sophianus was a Roman governor of Tveria. And he was saying, I'm loyal. Panine, they left him alone because they figure, oh, he's one of the governor's friends. Baram Shos Lagabe, that night they came to Sophianus. So they saw Rav was not present at the group over there, and they realized he must have lied to them. So they said to Sophianus, and Masayat Makaimim Ilan, who do you have? How long are you going to continue to trust those Jews? Amalai Lama, why are you asking me this now? Amalai, they said, Pagin Makad, met a certain person. Amalai, Yehudai, Amalai, Mindamanat, they called him a Jew, and they said, who are you loyal to? I'm loyal to Sophianus. He said, I'm loyal to Sophianus. And now we realize he deceived us. We're now on Pei Zion Amid Beis, 87b. I'm aligned. So Sophianus said to them, what did you do to him? I'm aligned. So they said to him, Diole Paninon Yase. Suffices to him that we let him be and cause him no harm. On my line, so he said to the governor, said back to them, Yohos Abdisu, you did very well. One of those, what's up, shot? So one, he says, although in fact he's not one of my servants, nevertheless, he deserves special treatment because he held me in esteem by claiming to be my loyal servant. Right? If he didn't consider him important, he would never said that. So he felt good about it. Good enough, don't worry about it. So the Gemara makes a comment, Mom, Ishu Nidab Basam Adam Nitzol, if you assert yourself by saying you're subservient to that person and you're saved, so me shahunitla bakarsh brochu lo kol shekhen. So surely, if you say you're an avid of bakarsh brochu hador d'siv, kol sheyukur b'shem Hashem yimolei. Whoever calls out the name of Hashem will escape. What? Why did he say I'm a servant of Hashem? I don't think they would recognize that. I don't think that's what it means now. You have to do what you have to do to escape harm. I don't think that the saying that if you call out to Hashem, that you're going to all be saved from people who are trying to kill you, and they have the fear they can kill you. I don't know. Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Footnote what? 36? Footnote 36. Oh boy, you got to go back 2 pages. Yeah, okay. All right, fine. Next, Amar Rav Alexandri of the Hava Bachad Archon. There was an incident with a governor, Hava Shmei Alexandros. His name was Alexandros. So there was a judgment on a person, a specific robber. Amalei, the governor said to him, Mashmach, what's your name? And he said, the robber said, my name's Alexandros. So the governor realized, if they're going to give Alexandros the robber Malchus, there's going to be a call Kyrie in the news that Alexandros got Malchus, and they're going to think it was him. So Malay Alexandros Pane Alexandro, Alexandros will exempt Alexander and gives him a pardon. Anyway, the Gemara says, "My Misha Shmo Shavasa Madom, who needs all the fact that they have the same name, so he's saved. So Misha Shmo Kishmo Shakar Shprochel,
has come with karma. So surely, you're not. So that's not. Let's look at how they attach the pasuk. Instead of calling out in the name of Hashem, you're calling yourself by Hashem's name, right? Yeah. Now we go back. So the Gemara says, he said two drushes. He sent it over. So each one was in the name of two of these people. This is what he said over in the name of Zeru. A person has flesh and blood patron. He bothers him too much. Did you find anyone who passes me to? Did you find someone who passes me so much? This guy keeps bothering me. Hashem's not that way. He'll receive you willingly, no matter how much you bother him. Cast upon Hashem your burden, and He will endure you. I mean, I don't know if it's endure. Usually means He'll sustain you. I think it's a better translation. Anyway, so you know that's the old joke, right? The guy that davens quickly got answered. The guy that davens slowly, he doesn't get answered. He says, "What's going on over here, Sachem? You're a nudnik. You're a nudnik. This guy doesn't bother me." Anyway, but over here it doesn't sound like that. The enemies come and they grab him right from the front door of his patron's courtyard. So he's screaming for the patron. I do not fight until the patron comes out to save him. So, but you know, this is the advertisement for guns, they say, because the 4 minutes it takes the police to arrive. Are the most critical 4 minutes. So that's why you have to have a gun. What? Right. That's how they were. Adhu nafak, avaras karbal kadari, until he comes out, the sword will go over his neck. Tolas yaseido, kill him, avakash baruch hu, hitzlas yoshafat mechavaram. As opposed to that, hakash baruch hu saved yoshafat, right when he called out for help. I see same halukim imenu, and he called out, and he saved him. All that was missing was cutting his head, but Hashem saved him anyway. This is based on the drasha of Sukkim. Take a look at notes 12 and 13 to see how the drasha is arrived at. Next, Rabbi Zaira braid Rabbi Avu, Hashem Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Zaira, who was the son of Rabbi Avu, said over in the name of his father, Rabbi Avu, who said over something in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Very interesting way of putting it. Ashrei shel Yaakov bi Ezrei Simcha all the night long. We say this every morning. Well, hopefully we say it every morning. Maksiv Basrei. What does it say right after that? Pasuk Ayser Shemayim Vaaretz, right? As Yom Kippur Shabbat, right? I think whatever it says over there. Chima Inyan Zel. What's Shemayim Vaaretz got to do with Ashrei shel Yaakov bi Ezrei? What's the flow of the connection? So the Gemara says, Elo. Basav Adam Yesh lo Patron. If a person has a patron again, even if he's a ruler, he rules over one province and not over the other province. Usually, you know, they divide up the provinces. They assign each one a ruler. And even if you're going to say someone like, I don't know if this is a name, but he says it's a world emperor. So he's Taka rules over the Ganze Welt. But Sholabayabashi, he's still not going to rule over dry land. Shema Sholabayam, he's not going to rule over the sea. So there's always a limitation to these patrons. Avalakarash Baruch Hu, Sholabayam, Sholabayabashi, and Matzabayam, and Hamayim, he's saying people in the sea, Bayabashi, and Aish, and dry land from fire. Hushi, it's all Moshe, Mekar, Paro, he's saying Moshe from Paro. Here's those Jeremy Hadoga, that's in the sea. That's the fire, like the name of Gavarayas from the lions. Hador the Ksiv, I said Shemayim Aretz, I say Yom is called Shambam. I don't know, could be. Hashem Remes Loilam, right? So Hashem is, right, that's why that's the connection between Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezrei, that Hashem is the one who helps him, because Hashem is in control of everything that, of course, that he made. Amar Tam Chumah. So here's the story. So this is his boat.
and there's goyim on it. Tries to caress us, be you know my God, it's going out in the Mediterranean. There's a Jewish a child there. I'm gonna let him sire, God will be up. So this is great stormy wind. Of course, it's they're all worried that the boat's gonna sink. Each one takes their gatchka in their hands. Curry, they call out. It doesn't help. They start not helping. They said to the young little boy, call out to your God. We heard you. He listens to you when you call out. He's able to fulfill your request. Miad. So right, what happens then? The Tinoch gets up. He gets up with all his heart. We receive the tefillah of Shanzak Hayom. The sea quiets down. They come down to the Basha. Everyone's going disembarking to go buy things. Except for the Jewish child. This Jewish child stayed on the boat. Let's not buy Mizma Lachlom. Don't you want to buy anything? So he said, what do you want from this unfortunate stranger, referring to himself? I don't have any money to buy anything. So here's where I would have inserted, and they were so thankful for saving him that they gave him all kinds of money to go ashore. But it doesn't say that here. I don't know who wrote this story, but they didn't know how to write the answer. Amulai, they said to him, Anaksanya Luva, you're an unfortunate stranger. What do you mean? On the contrary, Inanaksanya Luva, the other passengers are the unfortunate strangers. Inan Hokov, Tabasim, Bubble, even they're here, and there are Getchkas over there, Bubble, far away. Inan Hokov, Tabasim, Beroimi, some of them are the Getchkas are in Rome. Inan Hokov, Tabasim, in point, some of them have the luggage. Didn't help them at all. Of a lot, you call out, call Ahonda at Ozil Elohimoch. Wherever you go, Hashem is with you. Hador de Siv, Hashem Elokeinu, Bechol Karein Olam. Hashem is always with us. Okay, so I can't imagine what story this reminds you of, right? Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, a person has a relative. If he's a relative, so I like to say, you know, oh yeah, I'm Reichman's first cousin, you know. But if he's very poor, I don't know who he is. It's not a shomer that's related to me. They spell their last name different. Hashem's not that way. We're the lowest stratum of society. Who he calls us by, you know, his brother's friends. Now I'm supposed to Avram told me to sing the Manachai Rayai for you, but I'm gonna skip that part. Okay, Reb Avon, Reb Achab, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Basam Adam Yishla Karav, person has a Karav, Im Hayy Philosophus, he's a philosopher, Oimer, Hahain, Vlan, Miskari Vlan, oh, this guy is so related to me. Because, you know, someone's a big philosopher, that's a big Yichas, right? Everybody is his relatives. Hador de Siva Yorim, currently, he lifts up the horn of his people and prays for all. We're his relatives. I'm Karaiva. We're his relatives. This is really the end. This is really a new thing for tomorrow. But we'll say it. We'll just say it anyway. The first paragraph. So it says Makam Shneur Me'avod Zara. So it says that you say Bracha Bracha Shaka Avod Zara Me'artzein. Hashem took out the Avod Zara from our land. Artzein with us. So it sounds like our whole land. That's where it's completely pulled out of all the Avodah Zarahs were removed from Eretz Yisrael. But let's suppose it was only uprooted from a specific place. It was only pulled out from one place. Omer, he should say, from this place. Now, what if it was picked, uprooted from this place, and it was reset in another place? They moved, right? Makom shenit avoy, the place that they put it, he says Baruch Erech Hapayim. Like we said, if you see Markulis, you say the Baruch of Erech Hapayim. Makom shenekrim menu, he says Baruch Shachar Makom Hazem. Baruch Shachar Avod Hazem and Makom Hazem. He wants to finish. Hashem Malkeinu Kevav Seinu Kishem Shenai Karto Osem Na Makom Hazem Kach Ta Kor Osem Na Kamis Kulam. The Sach Zir Lev Avodecha, that you should bring the lave of those who worship this Avod Hazara back to worship you. So we're praying that the Goyim who serve the Avodah Zarah should worship you, right? So the Gemara says, "Lanusim must follow Avdei Avodah Zarah." So it comes out you're praying for the Avdei Avodah Zarah. So that the Gemara seemed to have a problem with that. I'm not sure why. It says on 29 there are some views that it is improper to pray for the repentance of thoroughly wicked people rather than their elimination. I'm not sure about that. I think we say every day in Aleinu, I think Shlomo Kalmbach said this in a famous concert, Yakiru Viedu, Kol Yoshe Sevo, Kiluchatercha, Kobarach, Tushava Kol Hashem, right? We say in Aleinu that the whole world should pray to you. That's V'hai Hashem, Melech HaKol Haaretz, V'hai Hashem, HaKol Shmeachon, throughout the land. So why exactly, why has a problem here? Because they're bad people? So they're bad people. Okay. So Tani Rabbi Yishmael bring on the alignment. Al Chutz La'aretz Tzarech L'Mekayim. You have to say this also in Chutz La'aretz. And right. Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to stop here. Okay. See that? We did it in 26 minutes. That wasn't hard. It's easy stuff. That's regular. Joey, is that all right? You able to hear?